Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Y'all got your drink, fellas?
Got my drink.
It was like, ooh, our lips look so good.
I got good everything, Chuck.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture, I think.
I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview of the spring summer collection, aka okay. My body.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this. Another fresh episode of TGIF, your new favorite talk show, nighttime show, that we are trying to get to 3 days a week. If you just put all those threes in the chat real quick, and we'll make sure our EP gets that. Okay, go ahead and do it. All right, y'all, we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So please welcome my fantastic co-host. Please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dineva.
Happy Friday, everybody.
What's up, Funky?
Hey. And please welcome brand strategist, Mr. Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
What's going on, Claudia?
I'm good. I am good. How's everybody doing? What y'all drinking on tonight?
I am drinking on vodka and orange juice. I had a date the other night. I had to see a man about a dog. He left a bottle of Smirnoff over here.
So, you had to see him about a dog.
I had to see a man about a dog. Your grandma ain't never said that. Grandma, where you going? I'm going to see a man about a dog. You never heard that saying before? It's an old Southern saying for really mind your business. But I had to go see a man about a dog.
Claudia, have you heard that before?
No, and I was going to say, Al, we don't mind our business on TGIF. We mind everyone's business.
Everybody else's business.
We can't let this moment go by. So how was the date, Q?
The date was fine, but hold on. You in an old sexy-ass hotel room. Is that one of the hourly hotel rooms? Is that...
hourly, they make hotels hourly. That's below my pay grade.
They make them hourly, honey. When you hoeing around the world and you just need a little two hour, drop in or something to wash your tootsie cat off. You gonna get 2 hour, 3 hour special.
I don't think that hotel is hourly. Can you see that?
It's a plastic cup. I see a plastic cup. It feels real hourly to me.
I am an undisclosed location. It is not hourly. And that's all I can say right now for a little bit, but I'll get to it. Al, how's your dating life been? We haven't really dove into your personal life lately. How's your love life? Anything popping up?
No. I don't have one. All I do is work. I'm open though, but not yet.
Justin, in production, I'd like to take a note of this. I think we'd like to do a dating special where we have candidates. Like, I don't know. Maybe we can see if we can link a soulmate with a Fox Soul host and see how that goes.
That could be kind of fun. That could be a lot of fun.
Oh, they're saying, okay, Justin's saying that'll be dope. Let's do it. Okay, so fellas, ladies and gentlemen, because, these two are fluid. And there's no limitations, so we don't know. We don't want to pigeonhole anybody.
I ain't going on no date with a woman. I'll hunch her, but I ain't going on no date with her. I ain't opening no door for you, and I ain't paying for your damn dinner. So only set me up with the men.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen and men, if y'all interested, send us a DM, any of us a DM, or the Foxhole Instagram page, send a DM there, and we'll get your information. And, we're going to do this, okay? Before the end of the year, we're going to do this. Okay.
Goodness.
All right, cool. So I already asked y'all about the drinks, right? Did I ask y'all about the drinks?
Great. Yeah. Okay. You must not be taking your brain pills, Claudia.
I had a few days.
Your brain pills?
I skipped a few days because I've been kind of working on something. And I already started drinking before we got on here. I got the Tito's and Red Bull in my cup. So, okay. Before we get started out the gate, we want to talk about this Kelly Price story real quick, trending all over social media that she was a missing persons and people didn't know she's been sick since August. Well, it was just reported that she is reportedly safe. I just feel like this story's a little fishy, but I'm happy to hear that she's alive and well and with this. What do y'all think about this?
That's a whole lot of woman to lose.
I'm not prepared.
How do you lose the whole Kelly Price? Kelly Price. Like, you know, and here's the thing that's getting me. I got an attitude, right? Because I just came from dinner. I got on my elevator. We have a TV in our elevator bank. And her good friend, Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone, is on there speaking on national news about Kelly being lost and being concerned. And my whole thing is, don't get me wrong, I'm one of those people, I check out all the time, especially when I'm depressed and my depression acting up, I check out. But I always at least let one or two people know where I'm at, or I post something on Instagram or Facebook to let people know that I'm alive. I just think, and granted, I don't know the circumstances by which she's gone radio silence, but if she is alive and well and just needs some rest, I think it's kind of selfish to stir up your friends, family, and the whole nation. And you've got a boyfriend there that's with you and a daughter that know that you're doing well. I know that the people that reported you missing reached out to your boyfriend and your daughter. And the fact that the whole family unit ain't saying nothing, I think it's just messed up, especially coming off the heels of us having this debacle with missing and exploited Black women and women of color, Native American women. And now you've gotten all this news coverage for being missing and your ass home, sleep and eating.
Al, what do you think?
I mean, the attorney confirmed that she is alive and she is well. So I this is unfortunate. I mean, it's just unfortunate. I just feel like, you know, I don't know.
I'm not mad at Kelly Price if she needed to take a time out. You know what I mean? We don't know what she's got going on in her life. But like you said, with all the people in her circle, a manager, an agent, a publicist, a boyfriend, let us know so we don't get all paranoid. We're already on the edge of our seats with losing so many of our people in the past couple of years. We don't need to add Kelly Price to this list. And I just feel like it was a lot of unnecessary worry where someone just could have dropped a tweet or something. It don't be her because she might need a timeout. But just what someone just dropped.
What type of vehicle you think they would have kidnapped Kelly Price in? Hell, I mean, since she made light of the situation, why can't I? She ain't missing. She fine. She ain't
doing this. I don't have enough alcohol in this room for this. I'm not doing this with you.
And she passed her 14 days, so she fine.
No. So I like Kelly Price. I'm not Kelly Price. I have nothing to do with this. And I seen your weight loss, girl.
It was a U-Haul of mine. They drove off with my friend.
You like having a? You are my our badass little kid. Right. You are our badass little kid. All right, y'all. Moving on. And Kelly Price, we are happy that you are safe and sound. All right, moving on. Fans of the popular talk show The View reacted to host Sunny Hostin and guest host Anna Navarro being asked to leave the anchor desk in the middle of the live show, seconds before Kamala Harris was set to come out. Now, production claimed that they tested positive for COVID, but is this the truth? Someone on Instagram said, this is interesting timing considering they had hard questions for our VP, Kamala Harris, just saying. Another user said that they just didn't want Sunny to talk about Haiti. But then why would they let her go out there in the first place? This was so strange. What are your thoughts on this? Or is it just the typical conspiracy theory people on YouTube and Instagram always thinking it's more than what it actually is? What do y'all think?
So, you know, usually I'm not the conspiracy theorist person and type. But something in this is fishy. Claudia, you and I have both worked on several productions since COVID. I know that I have. Mm-hmm. And on some productions, I've had to do COVID tests 2 days before. And on others, I've had to do rapid. But one thing's for certain and two things for sure. My ass did not get on anybody's camera and say lights, camera, action without being cleared of a positive COVID test. Even if they were doing rapids day of, they let them go through hair, makeup, greetings, hello, and commercial breaks before they magically found out they had COVID. One thing's for sure, if they did have COVID, somebody's ass is about to get fired. Because y'all allowed them to come out and then subsequently expose the camera people, the makeup people, all the support people, and the co-hosts. What happens if all four of the ladies now, as a result of those two women being on the stage, has COVID? They legitimately would have nobody to host the doggone show. I'm not buying this COVID excuse. ABC is too big. The View is too well-oiled of a machine. I honestly do believe there was some producer at the last minute that decided, you know what, Sunny and Anna are going to ask her questions that she is not going to be able to answer. We are a Democratic platform, and we are not about to embarrass the president. So let's just take them off the stage and use COVID as an excuse.
What do you think?
You know, I'm perplexed about this. Because obviously I have had intimate experience with ABC and The View. I even was there when a president appeared on The View. And I just feel like even though it looks like a lot of this is all the blame is put on Kamala, I really don't think that she made that final call, to be honest with you. I think it's somebody who's a part of that detail. Someone in communications knew that the viral video of, I can't think of her name, Sunny, went viral. We know that Anna's very boisterous. But see, this is the thing. When you are in the View, at least it's how it used to be, the ladies used to get their makeup done together and they used to discuss the topics, right? So if anybody has COVID, if two of them have COVID, all of them have been exposed, right? And they remember they walked out together. If you look at the video, they all walked out together and they weren't within 6 feet. So if two have been diagnosed with COVID, everybody is supposed to be quarantined, right? That's the protocol. So I'm just not sure I smell something fishy's going on here, but I just can't put my finger on it because I don't think Kamala would have made that call. I think the director of communications who advanced for her made that call. And they made that call with ABC. In addition to that, when the president's there, you have to get the questions approved. So it's not like Sunny and them or Anna could have asked a question that wasn't approved. I don't know. Something else is going on. We're going to find out in the next couple of days, though.
I agree. I don't think there was any gotcha moments. The View, again, like you said, both of y'all said, is definitely pro-Democratic. So I think they're definitely on the side of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And then also Kamala Harris has not been shying away from the border talk. She compared it to slavery with those images of those white men on the horses. She's definitely been vocal about it. I will tell you this. I worked at a production recently where we were tested and it was because of the production schedule, we had to get to set and work. And I was actually working with folks before the results came back. And I wondered about that. I go, damn, we're on set and we haven't even gotten our results back. So if something would, it is possible. Because I think The View, you know, that's a daily show. So they're probably like, yeah, you're good. Go ahead. But maybe this time.
But you got to remember the president's coming. So everything has to be right. I'm sure they took their COVID test probably early morning in the makeup chair, like in the early morning discussions. I think they knew they definitely would have had their COVID results by now. We've all taken those rapids.
And they're taking rapids. The rapids come back in less than 10 minutes. I took one
right.
ER.
And even if it came back in an hour, if they took it at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock when they arrived to do the topics and do hair and makeup, they had more than enough time to get back a result from all of them. And
I just don't see why. I just don't see why Kamala would want to back out of that or her people. She agreed to do it. And again, you have to submit all. I've had her submit questions to R&B stars. Never mind the vice president. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Grab yourselves a refill on your drinks because I know you're going through your drinks and join us for more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. We are back. Let's get right back into it. You know, let's keep this political talk going. Let's talk about the Cuomo brothers. They just can't seem to catch a break. A former executive producer of ABC News, Shelley Ross, is accusing CNN's Chris Cuomo of once sexually assaulting her while they work together at ABC News. And she's asking for him to journalistically repent. Ross stated, I was at the party with my husband who sat behind me on an ottoman sipping his Diet Coke as I spoke with work friends when Mr. Cuomo entered the Upper West Side bar. He walked towards me and greeted me with a strong bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock. Now, she also stated that Cuomo told her, I can do this now that you're no longer my boss, and did it with a kind of cocky arrogance. Now, Cuomo's brother, Andrew Cuomo, resigned as governor a month ago over sexual harassment claims. What are your thoughts on these new allegations against Chris? And what do you think about this? He has apologized in an email that it was actually posted in 2005. He said he was just happy to see her and he was embarrassed by his actions. And she's bringing this up now. What do y'all think about this story?
Listen, I don't believe it. And I am going to go on record saying this. And if he did do it, I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care because it is a concerted effort out there now when you want to take somebody down, scream sexual harassment. Claudia and Al both, I am sure if people go through all of our relationships and business interactions from now back 20 to 30 years, we have all at one point or another said something that can be misconstrued as sexual harassment or greeted somebody or touched somebody in a way that can be, look at this damn woman. She looked like Miss Frizzle mixed with Nanny McPhee. That man did not, look how fine Chris Cuomo is. What the hell he gonna do with Matilda ass? Her buttock. You right, he touched your buttock because it's probably flat as a board. Matilda, get off my damn line. Al, what you think?
Well, unfortunately, Q, in this instance, she's telling the truth. And she has proof. She has proof.
He lying.
Well, listen, and he agreed that he did it. So it's already been a confession. He said he apologized to her. He said that that he also apologized to the husband. I have mixed reviews here. And the reason why I have mixed reviews is because that family, I used to like that family as a New Yorker or having lived in New York for over 20 years. That, you know, both him and his brother were people that I admired. But look, if we use the same measuring stick that the other Me Too victims have used, that's sexual harassment. And if that's sexual harassment and she wants to bring a case forward, then she can. And there are consequences because he has agreed that he did it.
So I have the email here that he wrote to her in 2005. He said the title was, "Now that I think of it, I'm ashamed." He said, "Though my hearty greeting was a function of being glad to see you, you know, Christian Slater got arrested for a similar matter. Unlike my own," he said that he didn't have a negative intent of this. He said, "And as a husband, I can empathize with, you know, not liking to see my wife being patted. So pass along my apology to your very good and noble husband. And I do apologize to you as well for even putting you in such a position. Next time I will remember my lesson, no matter how happy I am to see you." I'm going to tell you this. I've had actual sexual assault. And I've also been sexually harassed and I've had a lawsuit against a company before. And when it's not rape, when it's an incident of an inappropriate butt pinch or something like that, admit what you did and say sorry, and we can move on. And he did just that. Now you can't apologize to me for a rape, but you can apologize to me for a grazing, a pinch. It's inappropriate and it's disrespectful, but it shouldn't be this. I'm so traumatized 16 years later and I can't move on. That's reserved for rape victims. And as a rape victim, it is frustrating to me when these women that they were grazed, they were pinched, and I'm not diminishing her issue, but a little bit I am, because there's a difference. I feel like everything's being thrown in one basket and it's not the same. There are degrees to this. And it's been 16 years. He apologized, and she could have, I don't know. I just don't hold as a rape or a molestation. I just don't. And I do think that the fact that you even got an apology, I think he was embarrassed for it.
Yeah, I think that's what I think. I think for me, the issue here is, unless you're going to press charges, then why are you bringing it up?
Right.
Right.
What's like, the motive?
Why are you doing an open letter to diminish this man? She says she did it because of this shirt that he wore that had truth across it. And it triggered her because she feels like he's walking and being a two-faced liar. And CNN has done an investigation in this. Like Claudia said, he has apologized. The intent. My whole thing is you either need to do it all, which is have a claim, charge him with something, or let's not put this whole man out on the line like this, airing all his business out like this, making him out to be a bad person and some type of sexual abuser, when clearly that's in this case, this is not what it was.
And again, my job is definitely to you know, defend the women and come from that standpoint. Disrespectful, what he did? Absolutely. Yeah. And when it happened to me, guess what I did that week? And I don't want to put a time limit, but it was a buck grab. It was from someone in power. I reported him and I filed a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? I don't get a buck grab 16 years later. I'm seeing these women that are coming out that are like taking out people over a graze or something like that. And I feel like the women that have actually been raped, it's almost like, okay. You know, it's almost like, girl, please.
Based on sorry. How she looked, she ought to be glad somebody wanted to pat her on her buttock. That's what flat white women's got, buttock. Put her on her buttock. Go to the next story, Chad.
Speaking of little buttocks, okay, Jeannie Mae Jenkins announced that, wow. Jeannie Mae Jenkins. That name is funny. The name is okay. I didn't really realize that at first. Okay, yeah. She's expecting her first child with her husband Jeezy. Now, after her announcement, an Instagram user posted her first husband probably biting bricks and screaming right now. Well, Jeannie's first husband, Freddie, clapped back and he wrote that he upgraded from trash to treasure a long time ago. Best decision I ever made. Congratulations. Being truly happy is an awesome feeling. Love my little feeling. What do you think about his dig calling his ex-wife, referring to her as trash? And is Freddie just big mad that she got on and went on with a black man and had a baby bomb?
I mean, I think it's a combination of all of that. He's definitely hurt. He's definitely hurt. He's definitely bitter. But it's one of those things where, you know what, you got to allow people to have their feelings. If that man truly did love that woman and she did not want to have a baby and that there was nothing wrong with their marriage whatsoever, she just didn't want to have kids, and that was the sole reason for him divorcing her, and then she goes off and has a baby with another man, I can understand him feeling the way he is feeling. Now, will I have let those feelings bubble up into tweets and Instagram posts? Depend on how much brown liquor I was drinking. But he's justified in having his feelings.
Al, what do you think?
I agree. Like, you know, I've looked at pictures of him. Honestly, he looks like a Trump supporter to me. And I don't know why or how they got together in the past. But, you know, I think he's in his feelings. Listen, the two of them are the new it couple in Hollywood. They are everywhere. They are on newsstands. They're in grocery stores. They're on TV every time you turn them on. They're all over Instagram. He definitely got in his feelings, because once she got some of that good, because she swore that she would never have kids. And that's why he filed for divorce from her, because she didn't want kids. She swore she would never have kids. And she got that good from Jeezy. Now she not only want to have one kid, but she want to have a lot of kids. He feels like a clown. So, yeah, I see why he did it.
I just feel like him calling her trash when he got alimony from her. And then his side is actually the side acting like trash, because his new girlfriend, Lindsay Toole, she was talking mad shit on the Instagram about Jeannie as well. So it's like, I haven't seen her, Jeannie, really trashing him, but I've seen him and his girlfriend trashing Jeannie. I think they're the ones acting like trash. Listen, sometimes it doesn't work out, okay? And everything, little thing, like, I just feel like he's being a little hater. You know what I mean? Like, she's on Instagram, the girlfriend talking about, you know, if you focus, you only wanted to be about yourself, and that's why y'all didn't stay married.
And, and here's the thing. Jeezy ought to send some of his sisters around there to slap her ass, because, baby, you don't even know me, mama. I don't even know you, Miss Ma'am. We didn't even overlap. So why is you talking? And quiet as it's kept, she should actually feel really stupid that she's over there defending a man who's in his feelings about his ex-wife. That would make me feel very inferior in my position. And the fact that you've now taken on negative emotions for a woman that you do not even know, had no involvement with, on behalf of your ex-husband or your current husband, her ex-husband, who still seems to have a soft spot for her. You need to check yourself, because you're looking all kind of stupid, whitefish.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Jeezy's black, in my opinion. And that she's having a kid with a black man. That's where I feel like the trash came from.
Well, that's definitely some little cold words that like white folks that are that have a little bit of racism to them will say about a woman that goes that leaves them for a black man. They call them trash. They refer to the Kardashians as such for dating black men. Listen, dating black men doesn't make you trash. Dating a bunch of men makes you trash, not just a black man. I think he's mad because maybe, I don't know, he probably feels a little physically inferior to Jeezy.
Yeah, more.
Okay, moving on. It was announced that Kim Kardashian will host Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. And while her fans express excitement to see her become the first Kardashian to host the show, others are questioning why she was selected in the first place. Emmy Award sitcom actress Deborah Messing didn't hold back and posted, "Why Kim Kardashian? I mean, she is a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers, who are there to promote a film, TV show, or an album launch. Am I missing something? Is Deborah Messing hating, or does Kim deserve that spot?" I think this is like a obvious one here. What do y'all think?
Deborah is hating 100%. Ever since they canceled their reboot of Will and Grace, Mama is bitter and in her feelings. Go on and sit down, some Deborah. You answered your own question. I know she is a cultural icon. What more do you need? You're in the television business. You understand how this works. It's all about ratings. Something your show did not get. Why they canceled it, Mama? So maybe if Kim Kardashian had showed up on the reboot of Will and Grace, y'all still might be gracing our screens. But don't hate, Mama. If you can't congratulate, just shut your doggone mouth and practice your script for your next table read.
I'm going to disagree with Funky on this one. I mean, I don't feel like she was hating. I feel like she made a good point, because all the years that it's ever been live and green, the red light on, that's how they've always conducted it. I think she's probably, and because she's in her 50s, I just think she's aged out of how things really happen now. You know, I think she's out of touch. The new celebrity is, I mean, plus, so Kim Kardashian is probably the highest level of celebrity that you can possibly be, right? And I think in this new age of how they're doing stuff, influencers like Kim have a higher priority than the real entertainers. And so SNL is doing exactly that. They're saying, okay, this person has the influence, this person has the followers, this person can get us more ratings than what we're used to getting from our regular entertainers. And also, remember, influencers like Kim Kardashian are making way more money. They're getting way bigger spots, and they're taking the place of true entertainers, to be honest.
Well, you know, this happened. Go ahead.
You're not gonna keep calling her an influencer. She is an actress, okay? She was in Tyler Perry's Afro movie. Okay. She played the hell out of that secretary. So Deborah Messing, she was an actress.
I'm gonna say this real quick before we go to break. I think two things can be true at the same time. This thing happened when reality stars and rappers and singers started getting the good acting roles. A lot of actors, classically trained, people that put in the work for many years, felt some kind of way. And understand, imagine you in this field, then all of a sudden someone that got some followers comes along and they trump you. I get how that feels. But at the same time, at this point, listen, I'm gonna say this. Kim is a beautiful woman. She's unproblematic. She don't bother nobody. She bothers no one. And she's actually a sweetheart. And she made nothing out of, she made nothing into something huge to the tune of about a $1.2 billion value. So I think she absolutely deserves to host SNL. Her reality show, how many years was it? 14, 17 years? One of the longest running shows on reality TV. She deserves to be there. Deborah Messing, maybe you could be on there in the future. I don't know. But I get how you feel, but
yeah.
Kim deserves to be there. She deserves to be there. All right, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back with more TGIF. Back to TGIF once again in the comments, in the chat on YouTube. Give us some thumbs up, give us some threes if you want to see us 3 days a week. Okay, but until we get to 3 days a week, we got to make some money. We got to pay these bills. All right, y'all. Audible is a leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. And you can find the largest selection of audiobooks ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, motivation and original entertainment from top celebrity creators and thousands of popular binge-worthy podcasts. Now, as an Audible member, you will get one credit every month, good for any title in the entire premium selection. That means the latest bestseller, the buzziest new release, release, the hottest celebrity memoir, or that bucket list title you've been meaning to pick up. Now, those titles are yours to keep forever in your Audible library. And it doesn't end there. You'll also get full access to Audible's popular Plus catalog that's filled with thousands of audiobooks, original entertainment, fitness, and guided meditation, including ad-free versions of your favorite shows and exclusive series. Now, whether you're working from home, cooking, exercising, on a walk, or just relaxing, Audible is easily accessible. And guess what? Audible can help people with their personal goals. Now, if you want to learn something new, get more books, focus on your mind and body wellness, or simply enjoy a well-deserved vacation, Audible will help you do just that. And new members can always try Audible for 30 days on us. Just visit audible.com/T or text T to 500-500. Once again, visit audible.com/T or text 500-500. All right, y'all. We'll be back with more TGIF after this. TGIF. I'm looking at some of the comments here. Some little fool named Joe said, Claudie with her rent a boyfriend, sis at the Hampton Inn, let Q read, give Q a chance. Al was tickled when KJ walked up. Okay. Thanks, KJ, for supporting Claudia. Okay. All right. Joe, shut the F up. Okay, we going on 3 goddamn years. I don't rent shit. Okay. All right. Anyways, talking about the shits, let's get into the story about the Catholic Church once again. And I grew up Catholic, but we got to talk about this. So an Italian Roman Catholic priest, Reverend Francesco, is on house arrest for allegedly stealing over $117,000 in church funds and donations to buy drugs and to throw sex parties at his home. Now, police are in the process of interviewing 200 people who've said they've attended his parties in the last 2 years. According to reports, the priest and his roommate are alleged. Wait, a priest had a roommate? What the hell? They're giving me struggle college vibes. Okay. Supposedly they've used dating websites to invite people to their home where the drugs were used and sold. Police even found a homemade, this is the most ghetto, ratchet-ass story. Homemade crack pipes, and suspect Francesco's roommate imported a liter of the rape drug, GHB. What are your thoughts on the story? And does this sound like a party that y'all would want to attend?
So no, it don't, because I don't do GHB, never have, or them other drugs. Now, I don't did some other little party drugs, but I don't miss them. I don't been to a sex party a day or two, but don't judge me from my past, because I don't live there no more. Listen, okay. I know at the Vatican, as a sub-department of HR, they've got the damn infidelity, rape, choir boy, sex party, drug scandal department. This riddles the Catholic Church. And I know Pope John Paul III is somewhere doing a funky Y2C in his grave over what they is doing down to the Catholic Church. Catholic Church people, y'all got a problem. From the time them boys, we little choir boys, to the time they get grown and go to college or seminary school and come back to the Catholic Church and start paying them little boys tootsie cat. Y'all got a problem. Y'all need to hire Olivia Pope. Y'all need to hire Monica Lewinsky or Linda Tripp. Y'all need to hire Al Reynolds, he a brand strategist, to come down there and get y'all ass together about this sexual abuse problem that y'all have. We is living in the Me Too movement. When is we going to have the religious Me Too movement to put these pastors and these priests down like they need to be?
Can we show the picture one more again? One more time. Let's see the picture one more time. Let's see it. Can we see that picture? Oh, wow. Come on. He's giving me Ted Cruz perv. Ted Cruz? A little Ted Cruz-ish?
Yeah. And he's shaped like an avocado. Okay. And I've been little.
Of course he is. Al, what do you think about this story?
Listen, the U.S. diocese, you know, we know that these Catholic priests, they have over 17,000 sexual complaints and have paid out more than $4 billion to people that they have offended. At this point, we know what it is when you think about the Roman Catholic priests. My thing here is just thank goodness they're not playing with little boys. In this case, he's just stealing money to have sex parties with consenting adults. Let's give them at least
they're moving in the positive direction of no longer messing with little boys. Because remember, in the last couple, like in the last 10 years, they paid $130 million out in Philadelphia, $66 million out in Los Angeles, or was it $660 million out in Los Angeles and $210 million out in Minnesota for having the Roman Catholic priests having sex with little boys. Look, this is a step in the right direction. I know it's still bad for stealing from the church, but at least they're not stealing from the church and having little boy sex parties.
Isn't this like really messed up that we got to give props? Like, at least they ain't raping little boys no more. Like, you know, that's how messed up the Catholic church
is. That's how bad it is. 17,000, $4 billion they paid
society,
out.
Claudia, we're on a race to the bottom. Yet when you have to rationalize stuff like that, now here it is. It's hungry people out here in the streets of Philadelphia and all these other places. Okay, people need bus vouchers. People need housing vouchers. People need food vouchers. And he right here giving the money to Nino Brown so he can have sex with men. It's just shameful, and it shouldn't be.
You know what's also bad? I grew up Catholic, and we used to have to go to confession and confess things that really were, in the big scale of things, oh, I stole a pack of gum, priest. Oh, say 3 Hail Marys and 2 whatevers, and you'll be fine. Y'all got crack pipes. Y'all got whores up in there. Y'all drugging each other with GHB and all kind of nonsense. And these are the people that are on their high horse telling us what we should do to repent so we can maybe get into heaven. Ain't that some bullshit?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I'm Baptist, honey. I ain't never believed in that.
Oh, but cut it out now. We don't want to talk about the Baptist church.
I'm Baptist, honey. Saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Spirit.
Now, whoever put these stories in order, is this going to make me look shady? Because we talk about priests with little boys and crack pipes, and now I got to move on to this Birdman story, okay? In a recent interview...
Oh man, kissing little boys.
Y'all set me up to fail here. So in a recent interview with Birdman addressed why back in the day people would see him kiss Lil Wayne all in the mouth. He explained, I always looked at Wayne as my son, and I always looked at it like, because I was in the streets and I thought this might be the last time he'd ever see me. Birdman went on to say, I was his father when he didn't have a father, since he was 9 years old. And I love him like my own son. And I give my life for him. And I take a life for him. What are your thoughts?
I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. I legitimately think it's beautiful. I think we live in a world where particularly Black men are not allowed to express any type of sensitivity or emotion without there being some stigma or title attached to them. I think that Birdman, knowing that people will call that gay act and doing it publicly anyway, definitely shows the level of love that he truly has for Lil Wayne. I think it's beautiful. I think the world needs to get to a place where men are allowed to be more affectionate amongst one another. Maybe we'd have less issues in our community.
Al, what do you think?
Listen, all I want to know is how did they go from kissing each other on their lips to Birdman owing Lil Wayne $51 million in court? What happened to all that affection and love? And that's my son, and I'm gonna protect him. I'm gonna love him. I'd love him like a son. If you love him like a son, then you don't end up in court owing him $51 million.
Maybe Lil Wayne couldn't kiss? Let me stop. Okay, I get what you say, Q, and I think that is, you know, we in Italy, I see like men walking arm in arm. It means nothing. No one looks down on them and says, oh, that's gay. No one insults them. It's just you show affection to your cousins, your best friend. Mm. I just found it weird that a man that's not related kisses a 9-year-old boy on the mouth. I thought that was weird. I get like if you like have a, I don't know, father, son, but
we don't know that he was kissing him at 9. We don't know that. So let's not put that out there. We don't know that if he's always been kissing him. He said he knew him
that.
He said, I don't know. Oh, okay. He said he was kissing him since 9. He said he knew him since 9. He could have started kissing him at 16. Could have.
You know what?
Okay.
I can't win with this topic. There's no way for me to win with this. It's a lose-lose situation right here.
What Roland Ray doing these days? How's she
doing? Ray got a boo. You saw that?
Girl, Shante had a man too, and you saw what happened to that.
Another interesting thing with Birdman, he was saying which artist he regrets not signing. Mm-hmm. And he was saying Kanye West. He was, you know, with Kanye West. They were working together before Kanye West was Kanye West. But he mm-hmm. had to decide between being loyal to Manny Fresh or Kanye West. And he went with Manny Fresh. And somebody said they've always stayed in touch. And then and that was, I thought, you know, it's always interesting to see like who people passed on. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Kelly All right, Price next. Had a man and her friend took hers.
What'd you say?
Kelly Price had a man and her friend took hers. I was just talking about all the people who man got taken. You know, Shante had a man. Birdman had a man. Kelly Price had a man, but her friend took it. Then R. Kelly got involved.
Speaking of R. Kelly, we got some R. Kelly news. And they're really trying it with this. I want to hear y'all thoughts on this nonsense. So for some reason, Martin Luther King Jr.'s name got dragged into this dirty ass, nasty ass R. Kelly trial. Now, his defense attorney, Devereaux Kenick, gave his closing argument yesterday and told the jury that Kelly is demanding the prosecutors prove he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, the same way Dr. King fought for his constitutional rights. He even quoted part of the MLK speech by saying, I've been to the mountaintop somewhere and I read of the freedom of speech somewhere. I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of the press. Although his argument wasn't clear, I don't know what the hell he was doing trying to equate those two. I don't know. It seems like the point he tried to make was that Dr. King wanted the government to uphold the Constitution and R. Kelly is requesting the same rights. What are your thoughts on R. Kelly's attorney trying to compare him to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with this Hail Mary?
Let me tell you what. You want my honest opinion? I think both of them should go to jail. The lawyer should go to jail for grandstanding because that's what he was doing. You know, that's an unethical thing for lawyers to do. He's grandstanding, meaning he's trying to divert the jury's attention instead of focusing on the parent. I think he should serve some jail time or get fined. And I think R. Kelly should go to jail for his 3-4 decades of pedophilia. That's my opinion.
Hold on. Come here, KJ. Since you're going to be walking back and forth right in the show, and about, everyone's like, let me put it so he can hear right now real quick, because I'm sorry. This is like a reality show right now.
Black people, we can't have nothing nice, okay?
Nothing.
We can't have nothing nice.
So people are thinking you're my rent man. You walk in the background. You know I'm on the air right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to say anything to the people since you just walking in the background?
Right.
I live here too.
Okay.
Now get your ass out of the way so we can do our damn job.
All right, y'all, listen, I think this story is hilarious. Listen, I guess he's doing what a lawyer is supposed to do. He got to, you know you're losing the case and you have to throw these Hail Marys. So speaking of losing, we're going to lose the show if we don't go to commercial break. So we can pick up if anybody else has any more thoughts after this quick commercial break. I'm going to get this Negro out of the background because he's doing
please
too much.
Please do, but we'll be right back. My job.
Welcome back to TGIF. Everybody in the chat, I see what y'all saying. KJ is not young. He's about to be 45 in like 2 days. I'm 48. We 3 years apart. He just looked mad young. Okay. All right. We're going to finish the show professionally, right? We're going to be professional. Okay. Speaking of professional, Amber Rose says she's enjoying her return to living that whole life since her breakup last month. Earlier this month, we reported that Amber Rose exposed her ex-boyfriend, Alexander A.E. Edwards, for cheating on her with 12 women throughout their relationship. Now, since their breakup, Rose has revamped her Instagram page and posted a sexy video with the caption, "When you can finally breathe the air of whole life again." What are your thoughts on Amber Rose celebrating her whole phase now that she's a single woman? What do y'all think?
She been a hoe. She's still a hoe. She proud to be a hoe. She said no slut shame. She created a whole organization for sluts and whores. I mean, there's nothing here to see, people.
Al, what do you think?
I mean, pretty much. Like, should we go down the list? It was Kanye, Wycliffe, James Hardy, 21 Savage, Odell Beckham, Machine Gun Kelly, Chris Brown, French Montana, Nick Simmons, A.E. Edwards. I think she's going to be all right. She's going to get her another one. Rich one, fine. She got them all.
She better go get a vaginoplasty if she plan to keep it.
Hold up, though. I got to say this for the ladies. We are quick to point out when a woman's had some lovers. And because they're all celebrities, it seems worse than it is. The average secretary.
Girl, you about to spill your tea. You about to spill your tea.
I am in a three-year.
Whole organization.
You about to spill your tea, girl. You about to spill your whole tea, girl.
I'm in a three-year relationship with
my. Bro, we talking about them other years before them three.
I've always been a one at a time. I'm type of chick. Always been one at a time. I'm too lazy to be a hoe. I done said it many times. Listen, I'm not. I got to say. When we run down the list of their lovers, the same men that she's been with have had hundreds of women. But they ain't famous. They little waitresses at Perkins.
She started an organization called the Slut Walk. She owns what she is.
Claudia, I get it.
The damn secretary, why she defended the damn girl?
Y'all are more hoes than I am. I'm never gonna hoe. I'm too lazy to be a hoe. Okay, listen. I'm just saying because I see in the comments whenever we run down lovers of a woman, it's like they're shaming her. Listen, I'm not a fan of the Slut Walk.
You can't shame her. She started an organization called the Slut Walk.
I'm just saying, when you drop the names, all them guys you named are hoes too. They hoes too.
IQ, you're crazy.
She's spilling her tea. She's spilling her tea.
I know, Mr. Threesome ain't talking down to the bar with the hot fucking by a dumpster.
Girl, you 20 years older than me, girl. You 20 years
and you got and you got more bodies. And you got more bodies.
Girl, you've been in Hollywood longer than me, girl.
Them men don't want me. They want you. They don't want me. Girl, they want you.
You was on Price is Right with Bob Barker, girl.
And I sued them, and I won.
Girl, then you went over there to Howie Mandel on Deal or No Deal.
No issues there. No issues there.
Oh, you went over to Celebrity Apprentice, girl. I mean,
no issues there.
I saw you in the Blackstreet Boys video, girl. I was in the grade, girl.
I don't mess with the white meat. I don't mess with the white meat, honey. All right, y'all. So what do y'all think about this story? What do you think? I mean, what do y'all think about
it? Girl, we don't care about that story. We want to know the rest of your tea.
One day I write a book.
That damn story.
Y'all crazy. And I ain't even drinking.
I'm hot as hell. All right, y'all. Okay, listen, to switch up our topics and provide a little balance with this ratchet ass crew, we would like to discuss the power of being still. Now, days ago, Funky posted on his Instagram, if only some of y'all knew the power of being still. And let's get into it. Why is it so important to embrace moments of stillness? And what made you post that, Q?
I was laying down and it was a Facebook memory came across my screen of something that was in the past when I was down at my lowest. And I remember in that moment when I thought everything was going so bad for me, I said, this is the result, Q, of you swimming upstream, going against the grain, not going with the current and listening to the universe. If you wasn't too busy running the streets, Tootsie Rolling and Ayayay, and be still, you could have heard what God, the universe, whomever you pray to was trying to say to you. So I wrote that to tell people, when your life is chaotic, when everything is going wrong, when everything is going on, be still. Get missing and exploited like Kelly Price, but be still, just be quiet. Lay down, cut off all distractions. I have this thing, I have to sleep on it. Go to sleep. And I promise you, the spirit will speak to you and it will put you in perfect alignment for what it is that you need to be doing. And that was the whole motivation behind that post.
I like that post. And I think that's, you make some good points. I feel like we just feel like we always got to do something and fix something, address something and talk something. I realized something about myself recently about caring too much about others. And KJ, this is something that he talks to me about a lot, that a lot of times I'd be caring about others more than myself. And caring about something and it jams me up every time. Like the girl that gets back with the bad boyfriend And you know what? They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to be how they're going to be. I can't change nobody. So I'm going to be still in these friendships and let them do what they do. And at the end of the day, I make my choice if I want to be around it. And that's a different angle of that. It's a, you know, it's kind of related to that about being still. A lot of times we stress ourselves out about other people's stuff and it ain't going to fix it. Mm-hmm. We don't want to lose sleep, not them. So, yeah. What do you think about this, Al?
I think we're out of time. I think let's play the game.
Or we can talk about them years, baby. We can talk about them. She want to bring up them. I'm in a committed relationship for 3 years. 3 years. All right, girl. We talk about them other 20.
Let's play the game. Let's play the game.
I've always been a one-on-one person, Q.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. The game.
Y'all jealous of our love. All right, listen. Let's move on. What?
I was going to say, should we do a story or the game? We got 2 minutes left.
You know, the game is real fast. I'm just
let's do a story. Production said a story.
Is that they said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, let's talk about this. A female teacher at an elementary school in Portland, Oregon, has been suspended after reporting to work in blackface, supposedly to protest the school's district's vaccine mandate for employees. White folks want to be oppressed so damn bad. She dressed up as Rosa Parks, darkened her face with iodine. The school's district confirmed the blackface incident and said the employee was removed from Mabel Rush Elementary School and placed on administrative leave. What does Rosa Parks have to do with protesting the vaccine mandate? Let's get to this unless we have a minute.
Not a damn thing, Al.
Listen, this whole school district is screwed up. This isn't the first incident that they had. The first incident, they outlawed Black Lives Matter signs, as well as LGBTQ signs. Second thing, they had a slave trade where the students there had set up, like, on the internet, selling off the Black students. I mean, and now you have this. This just shows to you that what white privilege is all about. There's no consequences in this school district for all of the racist stuff that they do, and putting her on administrative leave is just a nice way of saying that we're not going to do anything about it because this is our school district.
White people, you're not oppressed. I know you're jealous of the attention we get for really actually being oppressed, but that don't apply to y'all. Knock it off. I want to thank my co-hosts, Funky Dineva and Al Reynolds, for rocking with me tonight. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for the Tammy Mack Show. That is up next. Y'all have a great week, and I'll see you heifers back on Wednesday. So
bring them 23 years, heifer.
Don't be a whore this weekend. If you do, wear a condom. Okay. Make him wear a condom. I'll see you on Wednesday, boo.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.